This is an MUT Radio podcast.
About that, man, I do have Professor Lizelle Ramasho Calvino joining me live right now. She's from UniZulu, and she's very versed in law, actually. So she's joining me right now on MUT Radio. So I'm just going to quickly welcome her. Prof, welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and it's lovely to be interviewed. And thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yes, Professor, I think it's very important. I don't know if you were here yesterday.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Maybe let's try and unpack everything that happened yesterday. Maybe what can you take out of yesterday's program?
Well, I think it was quite a phenomenal opening. All the keynote speakers and their messages to academics. What blew my mind was the amount of young academics that are attending this conference. And one discussion, I was a chairperson in one of the sessions, was a young academic that basically did an analysis speaking about men's day, looking at the patriarchal system and more specifically the gender equality when it comes to livestock and access to water resources. And, you know, it's quite humbling to see young academics on these kind of platforms and sharing their ideas with us. And I think that is possibly what I will take away from this conference as well. Just the absolute hunger and the shift in mindset that has taken place within academics. And I hope this is also going to go right through to all academics at all institutions, because it is heartening, it is humbling, and I think that is the way that institutions should start viewing our responsibility from a constitutional point of view, as well as from an ethical and social responsibility point of view.
Now, thank you very much, Prof. Now, you are also one of the presenters today, so I think it's very wise for me to ask, maybe your presentation, if I'm not mistaken, focuses on empowering rural communities through legal education. Now, maybe what inspired you maybe to adopt this consumer rights lens as the part of the scholarship of engagement?
So what happened is, some time ago, you know, we produced law graduates and we always listened to our alumni and ask them, how's our law students performing? You know, are there any aspects that needs to be looked at, reviewed? Do we need to maybe change the way we lecture, the way we assess students? So it's continuously reflecting and improving on what we are doing. And one of the aspects that came back, or one of the points that were raised by some alumni, was that they don't seem to be in touch with reality. In other words, the lived experience. So, you know, from a legal perspective, our law curriculum, we basically teach statutory law. And as you know, statutory law is not the same as what you experience when you go home, especially into rural areas, this customary law, etc. So what I did is I requested my dean, who's been extremely supportive with this venture as well. She's granted me a lot of leverage in this area. And I've basically done an assessment, looking also at best practices nationally and internationally, as to how we can go about encompassing community engagement in our module, specifically family law in my case. And more importantly also, there is a need to protect our traditional knowledge.
Yeah, definitely.
So the traditional knowledge, not only in terms of social sciences, food is a big issue. Obviously, there's a nice project as well at the University of Zululand dealing with the food aspect. But we looked at the legal jargon. So, for example, if you look at the concept of Ubuntu, Ubuntu is really something that we can learn from as far as I'm concerned. A lot of people, for example, going through divorce actions, etc., goes to courts, they are not equally represented, they don't really understand the legal jargon, and I think it must be quite daunting and intimidating for them. But by trying to give an understanding of our statutory system, looking at the traditional law system, the traditional customs, the practices, trying to put that together and then to go to the community and explain it. We're not telling them, we are explaining them, we're giving them information. So we are empowering them, in other words. That was the whole idea with my approach in terms of this module. Myself and Professor Iyer then lodged this or registered this community engagement project. And we were very, very fortunate. We've got the Human Rights Office also on board, but also in particular the Consumer Protection Office. Because consumer protection, especially now with Black Friday coming up, we are all taking all our savings and we are going into shops and we are buying certain items. And some shops actually do not apply the law correctly. So we identify that there's a need in terms of our students and also in terms of our amakosis. So unfortunately, we couldn't do our Amakhosi training that was supposed to take place last week Thursday, but we pushed that to January next year. We will also give information in isiZulu to our Amakhosis to uplift them, to empower them, and to give them the knowledge so they can address the community's concerns.
Yes, because I think you've just answered my question, because I was going to ask maybe about the legal gaps that you've seen in rural communities, but I think you have answered that perfectly. But now I want us to move on maybe because legal education can sometimes feel inaccessible and sometimes intimidating. Now, maybe what strategies have you found effective in making legal knowledge easier for rural communities to understand?
Okay. So it's a twofold thing. Firstly, what I've done is I've done this best practice analysis. And I've basically looked at redeveloping, to some extent, my student guide. Mm. And part of the student guide experiences, what I have included, is my students to basically partake in community engagement. So in other words, in an environment that is structured with an ethical clearance, with the proper consent, etc., because we always have to protect our community, to go out there to see what the actual needs are, to then come back to the classroom with these needs and to discuss it, to engage with it from a traditional perspective as well as from a statutory perspective, and then to go back to the community with, for example, pamphlets, etc., and some information guides.
Now, thank you very much, Prof. Maybe what are you looking forward to today before I let you go?
You know, there are just so many phenomenal ideas here. As I said yesterday, I thought of three new projects that I can register. So it's just fascinating to be in this kind of network with like-minded people and mindsets. Yes. And that's phenomenal. So I'm just enjoying every single presentation I'm listening to.
Thank you very much, Prof. Thank you very much for your time.
It's a pleasure.
And good luck with your presentation as well.
Thank you very much. And good luck and well done. It's a lovely initiative and very, very professional. So well done and good luck with your career and your prospects.
Yes,
this is an MUT Radio podcast.